Are those in higher education talking the same language? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Johan Niem, professor in the Department of History at Western Washington University, discusses three metavocabularies and why the least dominant could be the most important.
My research argues that our debates over higher education have three metavocabularies: the utilitarian, the pragmatic, and the virtue ethical. The first two are dominant, especially among citizens and policymakers. To utilitarians, colleges must satisfy the preference of higher education's consumers. To pragmatists, including many elected leaders, institutions must consistently evolve to meet the changing needs of society and the economy. To virtue ethicists, on the other hand, colleges have internal goods of their own, such as the cultivation of knowledge and curiosity about the world, and these internal goods require practices to sustain them, including valuing basic over applied research and teaching. To virtue ethicists, colleges must change the world rather than just adapt to fit it. Thus, how a university is structured and what faculty members and students do while in college shapes the ultimate educational and scholarly outcomes. Many of today's most popular reforms seek to make higher education faster, cheaper, and standardized, but threaten the kinds of academic practices that cultivate intellectual virtues. By understanding these metavocabularies, we can make sense of the ways in which participants in the public conversation around higher education talk past each other. We can also recover a shared language for liberal education. I hope my research will help college students, their parents, voters, and policymakers understand the different perspectives that we can use to think about the purposes of college. Ultimately, in my research, I wanted to understand why professors like me are uncomfortable with reforms that to many others seem to make common sense. By identifying these metavocabularies, I was able to see what was at stake for all who care about higher education's future.
That was Johan Niem of Western Washington University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.